Good? Well, I want to talk to you about baptism again, even though you just watched it, because one of the things, if we're not careful as Christians, as church, we see something over and over again, and we know it's a baptism, but we really don't understand what it is. When you do something over and over again, you lose the meaning. And there's a lot of confusion. The word baptize is a little Greek word that is baptizo. It means to dunk or immerse. And one of the things that Jesus said that we were supposed to do after we believe is we were to get dunked. Now you say, well, why did he say baptism? You know what my answer is? I have no clue. Except this. It's a picture. Just a minute ago, Gray preached her first sermon. You see, in the early church, they used to teach this, and baptism is a picture. When Gray came into the water, it was the old Gray. And then when she was put under baptizo, she was buried, she died to self, and then when she came out of the water, the new Gray. It's a picture of what Jesus did for you and what we believe happens to us. And in the early church, you would come in with your old robe, and it would be considered dirty because they didn't have a lot of clothes. And after you were baptized, guess what they would give you? A brand new robe, symbolizing a brand new life in Christ. So baptism is not going to save you, but it tells who does save you, which is Jesus Christ. It'd be just like I asked Julie to marry me. Nobody else was around. She said yes. I caught her on a good day. She said yes. And that was all that mattered to me, was that she said yes. But guess what she wanted to talk about after I asked her to marry me? The wedding. I hadn't even thought about that. She's like, oh, when are we going to get married? When are we going to have our wedding? And I was like, I don't know. I don't really care. I just want to marry you now. It'd be fine. But anyway, she said, oh, no, So we had a wedding, and guess what that wedding is? It's where you invite all your family and friends and God to come witness your love for each other. That's what baptism is. It's a witnessing by this church of the love that Gray has for Jesus. So don't ever take it for granted. It's very important, and it doesn't make you a Christian. I wish it did. It'd be easier just to get people wet. But it tells who does make you a believer. So let's remember how important it is, and let's seek to be different. Lord, thank you for these kids, and help them to understand the true meaning of what it means to be saved. And I pray that you would be with them. We pray for Gray, that she would, and her friends at school and her class, that they would learn to stick together and live for you and make a difference on the kids in Mount Ida. We just thank you so much that you do save us, that we can't save ourselves, but you do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here is the offerings for those. Take one piece and go.